All right, today we're going to focus on this band, Heart, especially focusing on the two sisters, Anne and Nancy Wilson, vocalist and guitarist of this band. This is the album cover from their first album called Dreamboat Annie, 1975. And at first glance, they appear to be female, but yet they also know how to rock. And Wilson can really belt it out. Powerful vocals. Very powerful. With a very wide range. Can sing the low notes and the high notes. As above, so below. And Nancy Wilson basically looks pretty feminine. Although if you look closely, we may see a few anomalies. So these are the rock and roll chicks that even diehard classic rock fans embraced. They were chicks that knew how to rock in a very aggressive, masculine way, but yet they had a soft, delicate, feminine side as well. And today we're going to try to discover why that is, and what's the secret? The magic might be in the makeup. Dog and the Butterfly. Now, I don't know what this is about. I don't know what their songs are about. But we do know the butterfly symbolizes transformation.
We don't know what it means.
Was it a butterfly?
Yes.
The significance of the moth is change.
Baby Lestrange. Yeah, something strange going on here. They have very wide faces. It looks like they did get some nose work done. If you can feminize the nose on a male face, you can really feminize the entire face. And then what this band did, and I even noticed this back in the 80s, I knew something was off with Ann Wilson, the singer, and the official story was that Ann was fat and had an eating disorder, so they would try to cover it up. You know, they always kind of covered up this person's face. You could just kind of see the front of the face, but they would cover up the sides of the face and the body even, and we're going to see evidence of that soon. But even I noticed that in the 80s. I was like, you can never really get a clear shot of who this person was. All right, and now in this one, too, it almost looks like a male rock star, right? Look at that face. Look at the bone structure in the skull, that jaw, right? Kind of looks like a man with makeup. It almost looks like a drag queen. Don't they have songs about queens, this band? They both have very wide faces. And they both wear lots of makeup. They do have the long hair. This looks like an 80s hair band, but the photo was taken in 1979. They're the pioneers of androgynous hard rock. Again, you got the kind of the large face, lots of hair covering up that face. There are some masculine traits on their faces, both of them. Oh, see that? Look at that jaw, the chin, the eyes, the deep-set eyes. This one actually resembles that person from Stranger Things, Millie Bobby Brown. Bob, Robert, that hair right there. That's the kind of hair that male guitarists have, actually. You know, it's probably their real hair because they would go on stage and rock out, but it's long hair that a man gets. There they are. They look pretty young there. So again, you got the Stranger Things look going on. That's pretty boyish face. Okay, now we're going to see some better evidence. We're just getting started here. Oh, there it is right there. Adam's apple. Adam's apple. Maybe they shouldn't have put this photo out there, but I guess they're getting towards the end of their career. They thought, well, what the heck? Let's just lay it all out there. Double-pronged Adam's apple. And I've been to their concert before once, although I think it was a festival like a Lollapalooza or something like that. There was a lot of bands. They headlined. There was a huge crowd. They were pretty good. These guys, they're talented, all right? So I'm not here to insult them or diminish their musical talents. Because as we know, castratos are some of the best singers in the world. That's what I'm hinting at here. I believe Ann Wilson is a castrato because it has all the characteristics. The contralto range of a castrato with powerful lungs who can hit the high notes and belt out the high notes and hold a note for a very long time. So it has this amazing power and also the range that most men or women just don't have. Females generally don't have this much vocal power. Nowadays, this person's voice is quite low, like literally as low as my voice, right? This person sings very low notes these days as he got older. But back in the early days was belting out these high notes, but that's definitely a sign of a castrato, the voice vestigation. And this one here not only has the Adam's apple, but the way this person moves on stage playing guitar is very male, I think. Because I know I used to play live quite a bit. And just the way a man moves around on stage while holding a guitar and playing guitar, this one has very male, masculine mannerisms as he plays guitar. Babe LaStrange, strange kind of woman. Babe. You know, drag queen look. See, this one looks kind of like the kind of drag queen you might see in San Francisco. They got these fat ones there.
Was she a large girl?
Look at how the hair is always kind of covering up the face, because that face is wide. Pretty masculine looking face, and this is a fat drag queen. That fat actually covers up the bone structure. That might be part of the disguise as well. This is not a fat woman. It's a fat trans, eating too many trans fats. And this is a kind of a skinny tranny. In fact, this one has pretty low body fat overall, right? There's the butterfly again. That's kind of a Kabbalistic album cover. Now, it's a greatest hits album, so it's possible the record company designed the album cover. You got the fertility symbols there that you see on the on government symbols. Butterfly, the eyes, kind of got this human body. And then the head is the butterfly, right? Transformation. This is the crown. Yeah, this is the tree of life of Kabbalah. This is the Ahura Mazda. We see this all the time, right? In fact, we do see this on cars. It's one of the most ancient religious symbols in the world, Ahura Mazda. They even named a car company after it. It's the wings. It's the winged entity representing the divine beings that came to earth and were worshipped as gods and still are. And they taught mankind that humanity needs to become androgynous in order to become a god, in order to climb the ladder up to the heavens. Humanity needs to become androgynous to save the world. We see this, you know, with Aerosmith and Van Halen and Harley Davidson or whatever. It's everywhere, right? You see this everywhere. Every day we probably see this winged symbol. Beautiful broken, the broken vessels. That's a Kabbalistic idea. The broken vessels, and which represents the male and female being separated early on in the creation of the universe, and everything's out of balance, and we have to restore everything back into balance, right? The transpocalypse is the Great Reset. The Great Reset is the transpocalypse. It's the Kabbalistic eschatology to restore human back into the original androgynous state they started out as. That's what they believe. So this is Ann Wilson, the singer. We already saw Nancy Wilson's Adam's apple. Now we got the singer's Adam's apple. And this is back in the mid-70s when they were a lot younger, and you see the shape of that jaw there, right? And this person could just belt it out, man, very high, but yet powerful. Not necessarily a feminine voice at all. Look at that jaw right there. Look at the jaw. But this one here is kind of funny. I kind of use my wife sometimes to see what she says. And so I played this song without showing her the video. So she just heard the voice. And I said, do you think this is a man or a woman singing? She's like, well, that's a man. That's a man's voice. She said it loud and clear, and she didn't know who it was at all. And now another thing we have to look at here is those shoulders, which are just massive. It's like a hunchback wearing black in a kind of on a dark stage. Just a huge, massive body. That's not fatness. Shoulders don't get wider because someone's overweight. So you think, oh, it might be just the clothing that gives it the wide shoulders. This is from, they're playing Stairway to Heaven now. Stairway to Heaven, right? Kabbalah. Now look at those shoulders. So this person's kind of wearing this large coat to cover up the large shoulders. It's the Hunchback of Seattle. Now the coat comes out at the bottom to cover up the hips, but look at those shoulders. It's like a hunchback. It's such a huge body. Even Robert Plant's like, whoa. And look, Obama's there. He's like, yeah, I used to smoke weed and listen to this song. Back in Indonesia, could be a real Indonesian man married to a black man. It's a fat trans, okay? It's a fat trans, talented singer, but a little bit annoying. Some, for me personally, sometimes these castrato singers, they have so much vocal power that it just, it kind of pierces the ears, and it gets a little bit painful almost to listen to, you know? Carrie Underwood's another example. Very powerful voice, but it gets a bit shrill because they're castratos. Castratos were the rock stars going back thousands of years. They were the celebrity singers because they're different than normal people. They've ascended the ladder. They've climbed the stairway to heaven. They've achieved androgyny. And this vocal coach, I guess I won't show you the clip necessarily, but the vocal coach, the expert opera coach, actually called Ann Wilson a contralto. And as we know, let's go to that right here. Castrato. A castrato sings in the contralto range. There it is. The lowest female voice type. See? Now a thunderstorm's brewing here. The gods are a little bit upset with me talking about this. A castrato is a type of classical male singing voice equivalent to that of a soprano, mezzo-soprano. See, these are the high notes, the highest notes, or the lowest female voice type. But a castrato is produced by castration, of the singer before puberty, prevents a biological male's larynx from being transformed by the normal physiological events of puberty. As a result, the vocal range of prepubescence shared by both sexes is largely retained, and the voice develops into adulthood in a unique way. The lack of testosterone meant his bone joints did not harden in the normal manner. Thus, the limbs of the castratia often grew unusually long, as did their ribs. Ah, the ribs, the large body you might find on a castrato.
Was she a large girl?
Gave them unrivaled lung power and breath capacity, right? Ann Wilson, all right, and many other singers. Operating through small child-sized vocal cords, their voices were also extraordinarily flexible, quite different from the equivalent adult female voice. Their vocal range was higher than that of the uncastrated adult male, but they can also hit the low notes as well, especially as they get older. Now, see, the castratos were very common, and they say they don't exist anymore. That's a lie. They do exist. Most famous female singers are actually castratos, and I think a lot of the male singers are also biological males, but they're castrated. I mean, this is my theory. Some of them might be FTMs. Now, another interesting thing to think about is what is the effect of an FTM on the voice, you know? Does that cause that vocal fry that you hear with guys like Rod Stewart and Steven Tyler? You know, just a question. I don't know. The androgynous rock stars, right? Nothing new about this. Now I wonder if Hart refers to this, one of these sephirah in the Tree of Life in the Kabbalah, Hart, which is the sephirah that represents balance, the balance of the female with the male. Yeah, that's a dude, all right? That is a fat dude in drag. It's a fat tranny. He's been eating too many trans fats. That's why they call it trans fats. Yeah, see, there's Ann Wilson, narrow pelvis, low body fat in the arm, kind of rocking out like a dude on stage. I don't see much of a cue angle there. Standing next to a male guitarist. Very similar forearm. There's that huge face, right? The huge head. Lots of makeup. Hair covering up half the face. There's a jaw on Nancy Wilson. Adam's apple. Makeup. Yeah, see? Nancy Wilson with the jaw. The makeup. Red lipstick. We got a fat trans and a skinny trans. And Dustin Wilson. Ah, middle name is Dustin. Dust in the Wind. 71 years old. Fearing that Hart's lead singer's figure would compromise the band's image, record company executives and band members began pressuring her to lose weight in music videos. Remember, this was the MTV generation, right? Which is when I grew up. I grew up in the 80s. In music videos, Camera angles and clothes were often used to minimize her size. Yeah, see that? And more focus was put on Anne's more slender sister, Nancy. Yeah, see, they were covering up the man size. Now let's look at Nancy Wilson's biography. And it says down here, personal life. Nancy Wilson dated bandmates. And by the way, they both kind of dated bandmates. So it was all kind of in-house. So Nancy Wilson married Cameron Crowe, possible FTM going on there. And after numerous failed fertility treatments, Wilson and Crowe conceived via an egg donor. Wait a minute, an egg donor? So Nancy Wilson's didn't even use his own egg because he doesn't have an egg. An egg donor and surrogate. She gave birth to twin sons. She did not give birth. She didn't give birth. It was not her egg or her womb. She gave birth to twin sons. No, she had nothing to do with it. It was an egg donor and a surrogate. Twins. All right. Nancy Wilson has twin sons from an egg donor and a surrogate. Why doesn't Nancy Wilson have an egg or a womb? Gee. Let me think about that. That's a tough one. So I think I'm going to call my video Baby Lestrange. And I didn't know what this really meant, so I looked it up. And turns out Anne Wilson reveals the meaning of the album title. So let's see what Anne Wilson says it means. And there's the cover again. Nancy Wilson and Sue Ennis and I had written a song called Baby Lestrange, or Babe Lestrange. It sounds French to me, which is a language I don't know. And it was about this sort of new female persona. Ah, that was not just all girly-girly and not masculine. So it's not all girly-girly, and it's also not masculine, but it's something else. Ooh, something new. It's a new kind of female persona. She could go out in the world and she could stand up there as an equal and she could rock and be original and how she didn't fit in anywhere. She didn't fit in with the girls. She didn't fit in with the guys, but she was able to stretch. That song informed the album in that manner because a lot of the songs were sort of about transition.
The significance of the moth. Change.
Now, this album came out in 1980, by the way. Okay, there's a song on there called Break, which is about wanting to break from convention, from a traditional type or state of being. All right, so it sounds like 1980, they were talking about being, what do they call that? Gender neutral or non-binary or whatever, you know what I mean? So it's the same stuff. It's Kabbalah. That's what it is. So Hart, a couple of androgynous rock stars pushing the androgynous image with an androgynous message.
If we are in union with Christ, Jesus, circumcision makes no difference at all. As for these agitators, they had better go the whole way and make eunuchs of themselves.